Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That is right, Fan 5 Alarm Marathon from Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department, presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union, brought to you by Charles Leach Insurance, Don's Appliances, Aircraft Management Group, and Guardian Protection. This Power Hour brought to you by Centimark. It's a Power Hour, gentlemen. Joe Starkey, Adam Crowley, Doran Dickerson, kind enough to join us. Dan Zangrilli's out hobnobbing. He's rubbing elbows. He's kissing babies.
He's very good at
hands.
That.
He sure is. Doran much better at radio, so we'll settle for him. How about that, Dan? Bang! Shots fired. And Starkey said, what do you want to talk about? And Doran goes, what do you want to talk about? I don't know. We're just going to have fun. We could talk about Dan Muse. But then you, Doran, you saw the pit, what was that, the Instagram account, where you can, like Pat Bostic, rank your top 25 pit players over the last 25 years. So I want to get into that in a little bit. I want to remind people, we have a limited number of Fan 5 Alarm t-shirts on site today. You come out and you see us, you get yourself a Fan 5 Alarm t-shirt. Shirts are courtesy of Keystone Custom Apparel. They're just $20. All proceeds go to the Fan 5 Alarm event. And if you don't know what we're doing, well, we're raising money for local volunteer firefighters. We're going to talk to one of those guys who had done it for ever at 9:30 today. We'll talk to one of our great sponsors, Guardian Protection, later on during the show. Okay, so Pat Bostic ranked his top 25 pit players in the last 20 years. I'll give you the top five. It seems like a pretty good place to start as a jumping off point. He went from 5 to 1, Shady McCoy, Darrell Revis, Kenny Pickett, Aaron Donald, Larry Fitzgerald. That's a who's who of good.
Hard to argue that.
It's very hard to argue that.
Who's right? Number one? Let's give our ones.
Oh, man. Number one for me has to be Larry Fitzgerald. And there was a texter or a tweeter that tweeted whenever Pat did this, and they made a good point. Like, Larry made it cool to go to Pitt again. Like, Larry was the guy, like, in the, you know, the early 2000s.
Yeah.
Like, if you're watching, and Pitt was on the national, you know, national stage a lot because of Larry. If you weren't from Pittsburgh, like, you didn't, there was no reason to go to Pitt, but Larry made Pitt cool for guys outside of Pittsburgh or outside of Western Pennsylvania to want to go to Pitt.
Yeah.
And I have to give it to Larry because of that. And obviously, he was so dominant.
I'll tell you what else happened is that stadium got packed.
Yep.
Consecutive games, it was packed for Virginia Tech and Miami in his Heisman run year. That never happens.
No.
That was
incredible. Good thing they broke up the conference, not to stray off on a different topic.
Seriously.
I have one. Most underrated Pitt player. And guess who it is, Doran? Deion Lewis.
Absolutely.
1,799
Absolutely.
Yards 1 year.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And he became a really good pro.
Absolutely. I mean, just from the day he stepped foot on campus, he finished high school early, and then he entered in spring ball with us, and he's still supposed to be in high school. And literally the first day, you knew that he was going to be a guy his freshman year.
Oh, man,
I
love
tough,
that guy.
Just tough as nails. But I guess my underrated Pitt player is probably H.B. Blades.
He was great, too.
You know, he gets forgotten about a little bit, but, I mean, he was a two-time All-American. I mean, led the Big East in tackles like 3 years in a row. I mean, he's nothing but 5'9". He was about 240 pounds, but 5'9", and was nasty. Knew how to play linebacker. Was just so – it was so awesome to be able to watch him in practice every day. Just a natural football player. And, obviously, Benny Blades and the Blades family, like, he has it in his blood, but he would probably be my underrated Pitt player.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Wasn't HB who you were talking about the other day? I forget who we were talking with, and we were talking about the hardest hitters you'd ever seen.
Clint Session, the guy next to him. Those were our linebackers, HB Blades, Clint Session.
Clint Session was a good pro, too.
Yes, he was. Eight, 9 years in the pros for Indianapolis and Jacksonville. About 5'10", you know, 230 pounds, but just it was like running into that brick wall every day.
Love that guy.
Lewis is a good underrated pick.
Thank you.
Like the I was just watching back old backyard brawls because I'm a loser like that, and I think it was the 2009 game, and he didn't play because he was hurt. He got hurt on a Wednesday against UConn. Thanks again, TV. Appreciate that. We'll just keep throwing jabs at them. And he led the country in rushing with 900-plus yards in 7 games. Just an incredible player. You were about to say something maybe nice about West Virginia, though?
I was. To me, clearly number one on the West Virginia list, unless I'm missing someone, is Pat White.
Yes. Has to be.
Yes.
Has to be.
Major Harris, maybe a close.
He was before the 25
years.
Oh,
he'll be before.
We're talking all
time. Gotcha.
That's an all-time debate in West Virginia circles, is Major and Pat. And I can't accurately comment because I didn't see Major play.
Me neither. Did you see Major play?
I saw Major play.
How was he? Was he before his time?
Yes. He would have been a pro. For sure he would have been a pro. Because he had, if I recall correctly, he had a bigger build than Pat White. Pat White was phenomenal, though.
Yes.
I used to love covering that team.
Yep.
We were talking about 13-9 in the first hour of the marathon here and how, and you've told me this, Thorne, you're always kind of waiting in that game for one of those guys to break one.
Yep.
And it just never happened. And I'm going to watch that for the second time today. You can come on by if you're a Pitt fan, say hello. Donate. Every little bit helps. So if you want to donate $13.09, you want to poke fun at me.
I like that.
Go for it. And you can donate by texting FIRE to 412-207-3456. That's FIRE to 412-207-3456. You can also come out here and see us at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. You can stuff the boot, as a nice young man just did. He's missing. I can't see him.
His dad is a Phillies fan, unfortunately.
I think Bechtold's hiding behind that 9-year-old there.
Yeah, exactly. He's hiding behind a fire pole. Nobody can see him, Bechtold. Sorry, Austin.
You talk about that top five that Bostic put out there. Pat said that he gets some flack for having Pickett number three, and it's not because they think Pickett should have been one. It's that they don't think he should be top five because it was one great year. And, hey, listen, I'm not a Pitt fan. I vehemently disagree. That guy absolutely has to be in the top five. He was number three in Heisman voting.
Yes.
He won an ACC championship. He stayed for 5 years. How could anybody quibble with Pickett being in the top five?
Because people quibble, I bet, because of his Steeler tenure.
Yeah.
Good point.
You agree, Doran?
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, also, I can make a case for James Conner and the things that...
Oh, my God.
The things that he endured.
Wait a second.
Right?
Hold on a second.
I mean, think about who meant the most during their tenure. That's kind of how I based it on. I told you that a couple weeks ago. It's more about the tenure, the 4 years, the 3 years that you did, and putting that together of why I would put you in the top five.
Wait a second here. This is going to not go well with some people. Darrell Revis was a great, great player. James Conner was better at Pitt than Darrell Revis.
Correct.
Wow. Correct.
He's in my top five. He won ACC Player of the Year in a year where Jameis Winston was in the league. James Conner.
Well, you're looking
plus
at me
everything,
like I'm arguing with you. I'm just hearing you out.
No, I know. Plus everything he overcame. He had the miracle comeback after cancer. He's a top five Pitt player.
And a hell of an NFL player. So you talk about underrated NFL player?
He came into Pitt as a defensive end, too. That's what people are forgetting.
Remember he played defensive end in the bowl game for a minute?
So I always think about this. If Russell Shell never transfers, is there a James Conner running back? Or would he just stay at defensive end? Because
wow.
I believe that he moved the running back after Russell Shell transferred.
Did you know Russell Shell?
Yeah.
What'd you think of him?
A very talented player. Just, you know, a kid that needed, obviously, some, and we all needed it, some guidance at some point. But very, very talented. I mean, in high school, he touched the ball, and he'd have 400 yards on you in a half, and before you could even blink. One of the best high school players I've ever seen.
Wow.
In person.
Who is the best high school player you've ever
Tyler
seen?
Tyler Palko. Tyler. Yeah. I mean, growing up, I mean, I was at every game. I mean, traveled, going to Hershey, going to Three River Stadium. I mean, watching him play against Bill Vernon in 2000. I mean, I'm 13 years old and just being in awe of not just him on offense, but on defense. Him on defense, I mean, he could have played 10 years in the league at safety if he'd have made that decision.
Wow.
He was that good.
I'm not saying this just to pump your tires, but are you being modest? Are you talking about other than yourself? Because you're on, anytime anybody brings up a list, you're on the list.
Yeah,
on the short list.
You know, I obviously didn't watch myself, so you would have to ask people that. No,
that's pretty good. That's pretty good point, Joe. That's pretty good point.
But there are a lot of guys that, you know, set that standard way before I came, and that's why I love football. That's why I respect the sport. That's why I respect sports, is because of the guys that came before you and made you want to be like that. There's so many guys that I wanted to be like, you know, Tyler, Darrell Revis, LeVar Arrington. There's so many guys on the list in Western Pennsylvania. I mean, think about all the quarterbacks that are on that list. Dan Marino, Unitas, I mean, Namath. I wanted to be like those guys.
Yeah.
So I am very far down the list whenever it comes to that, because there's so many guys way before me that I wanted to be like, tried to catch, and they're still on top of that list.
I never saw you play in high school, but I guess I'd have to go with the guy, of the people I saw, it was LeVar, because it was like, you ever see Andy Reid in that old punt, pass, and kick contest where he's a grown man and it's toddlers? It was ridiculous. Yeah. They would pitch out to LeVar, and children were trying to tackle him, and he would just dominate.
People
those
say
games.
Just one of the best high school athletes ever.
Yeah,
like, regardless of where you're from, just nationwide.
Right.
LeVar Arrington, a stud. I didn't see him play.
Did you play basketball, Doran?
Yeah.
Were you good?
I was a football player playing basketball. If that makes sense, I'll foul out, and, you know, throw some elbows, and I dunk on people.
People must have hated playing against you.
I mean, I was just very athletic playing basketball. It was like, I couldn't, like, I wasn't a good shooter or anything, but
you get
in
game dunks.
Oh yeah, yeah. I would jam on people all the time.
He dunked. What was it, last year?
Where at?
It was whenever you were banged up from having to race Kale.
Oh yeah.
I forget what the context was, but you're like, I'm dunking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You can text us.
There's a basketball hoop back there. We can pull it out.
I think we're going to play.
Yeah, let's do that.
Because this guy is the
all-time. West Virginia against Pitt.
Yeah.
Do you have a teammate? Is anybody around here from West Virginia?
I'm not on the team. I am not playing basketball against you guys. Zero shot.
I'm not playing horse against Joe. I know that.
No,
he already beat Julius Page.
Well, no. He beat me in the end. I beat him in one game.
It was close.
It was close.
You're going to beat me.
Zangrilli. He called West Virginia games. You and him.
All right. Yeah.
Against Pitt guys.
Yeah, that seems like a fair fight. Remember, you can donate today, courtesy of Don's Appliance. You can text FIRE to 412-207-3456. That's FIRE to 412-207-3456. This awesome event could not take place without our wonderful sponsors. We'll talk to a wonderful sponsor when we come back. And the reason we're doing this, there's approximately 37,000 volunteer firefighters in Pennsylvania. That sounds like a big number. That's down from 300,000 a decade ago. A decade. I'm saying it to you like I didn't just find out this information. That should move you to text to donate, 412-207-3456. Unfortunately, calls for firefighters have not decreased. That's why we're asking you to make a donation to help these men and women who sacrifice their time and their lives to protect us. Much more from the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department coming up next right here on 93.7 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Favorite mall cop is Paul Blart.
Is the only thing people heard on the air there Paul Blart? I'm pretty sure it was. Fan 5 Alarm Marathon. From the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. That guy you heard singing there, obviously, was Joe Starkey. I am Adam Crowley. Come on by, see us. There's many ways to donate, including by texting FIRE to 412-207-3456. That's FIRE to 412-207-3456. And we got a little tote board update for the people. Here's what's been raised so far, and every little bit helps. $10, $5, it all adds up. This tote board update brought to you by Guardian Protection. We're up to $9,209.35.
Wow.
Our goal is $100,000.
We're getting there.
We're off to a good start. And we will not rest until we get there. And we thank every sponsor. We thank everybody who is willing to donate or put time into a wonderful event like this. Just like our friends at Guardian Protection, one of the big sponsors of this event. And we are joined by our friend Kevin Bish from Guardian Protection. Now, you guys sponsor the Fan Morning Show, so we love you guys. We talk to you guys fairly frequently. How you doing, Kevin? Thank you for being part of such a special event here.
I'm doing great. Thanks for the invite to be here. Glad to be here. We're glad to be a sponsor of the morning show, and we love being one of the sponsors for the event today. You know, core to our business is helping to prevent intrusion and help mitigate fires in homes and businesses. So anything we can do to help first responders, like a fire, you know, fire departments in the community, you know, we love to do. So great to be here.
Absolutely, and I know if anything goes wrong in my home because of you guys at Guardian Protection, fire department can be alerted, first responders are alerted, so it gives you this peace of mind. We were laughing off the air. You have three daughters, I have two. They can't get in any trouble because our front yard, we see everything that's going on. Our backyard, you see everything that's going on. My parents didn't have that with me. I got away with a lot more than
and
my daughters.
And you were a troublemaker, from what I understand.
Oh, Joe, yeah. Big-time troublemaker.
Yeah.
Nothing bad or illegal, but you push that line a little bit. So, Kevin, we heard you have a new product coming out, proactive video surveillance, kind of, I think, fits in kind of what we're talking about.
Exactly. So if you think of what you have today, it's sort of next gen, next level up. It's getting even better. So you couple two things. One is the advancements in camera security technology. So today on your cameras, you sort of get alert after something happens. You can see a clip, whatever. That's changing where the AI and the video analytics can tell right when an animal, a car, a person sort of enters the zone, and it can trigger something then. And then you couple that with the fact that we have a live monitoring station, 24/7, 365, so you can do a lot of protection for a business. So, for example, we had a scenario where it was like a retail home improvement store. And you know how they keep the merchandise out front, lawnmowers and snowblowers, things like that. So you obviously don't want anybody there in the middle of the night. So what we did is with the, you know, what you can do with the camera surveillance and the AI is you can create a zone in front, and if somebody enters that, it triggers something to happen. So there's an incident where guy crosses into it, 2 a.m. in the morning, he grabs a lawnmower, he starts walking away with it, immediately trips into, you know, the monitoring station, and they say...
Was that you, Crowley?
It was not me, Joe.
So then the station immediately
says, I pay someone to cut my grass.
They say, hey, you're in a protected zone. We're calling the police. This is the security company. He just turns right around, parks it back, and walks away.
Oh, that's great.
Right? So it's hilarious, right? So perfect. You could have another scenario. Say you had a carpet and you didn't want somebody to step on the carpet. If you had that in maybe the same kind of zone. Then,
a pit locker room, if you will.
You know, I'm not saying maybe that's not the best place for a camera, but I'm saying that you could do those sorts of things with the technology that's there today.
Very cool.
What do you think of Harry Callis? You sponsor him on the morning show as well. Quite a man, isn't he?
He is quite a man. That's correct.
Have you met him?
Yes.
Did you know he's going to play baseball for the Washington Wild?
He looks like he's built for that.
He's a catcher and a hitter. And
he played college baseball.
Have you two solved your differences from yesterday?
We hugged it out, actually.
He went after you real hard, saying the last time you played a competitive sport, you went for ice cream afterwards.
Joe, if you heard the rest of our show,
what a great line.
I deserved it, and it was one of the great, I think it was one of the great all-time 93.7 The Fan lines. Forget about just the morning show. Now, Kevin, you talk about what you guys at Guardian Protection can do for businesses. What about regular Joe Schmoes like Joe Starkey?
Yeah.
Yeah, so for your case, you guys' case, we have something that's like a light version. It would use all the AI technology. So then you would zone out your driveway. Somebody comes into the driveway, and rather than a live person coming on saying, hey, get out of the driveway, you can actually have, it'll be automated. It'll say, hey, you in the red baseball cap, you need to get, and it's the AI. There's no person at all, but it can identify, right?
That's pretty cool.
It's scary how good it is. And if you have a floodlight, so middle of the night, the light can come on, it can see who's there, and it'll talk down. If somebody doesn't leave, it'll do the message again. And it sounds exactly like a real person, but it's all AI.
And from what I understand, very affordable for the average family like the Starkey family singers.
Exactly. Very affordable. So we got great offers. Anybody can go to our site, guardianprotection.com, check it out. And, you know, we're happy to talk to anybody who's interested.
Kevin, we appreciate everything you guys have done for our morning show, but for this wonderful event, what you do for the community, thank you so much for being a part of this, and I know we'll be seeing a bunch of you, so thank you again.
Sounds good, Kevin. Thanks for the opportunity. Appreciate it.
Thanks
Take
a lot.
Care.
Kevin Bish, Guardian Protection. I can't get enough of them. I can't. I'm addicted to it. I watch overnight.
Imagine if you're the guy who's doing something bad, and they not only, you know, the lights flash, but they they practically call your name.
Hey, you, there in the Fan 5 Alarm t-shirt, you're screwed.
Will we get to the point where AI could identify a person and call them by name?
It'll get that.
Hey, Crowley, get out of my driveway.
That would be some next-level technology.
Not there yet, but it'll get there.
And I should say, Kevin, this is kind of a big deal. Appreciate you guys making the donation that you've made as well.
Absolutely.
From Guardian Protection.
Very much so.
Thanks a lot.
Yep, you're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Guardian Protection, my people. All right, Starkey, you were talking about the Starkey family singers. You know what my daughter just fell in love with the other day?
What?
Sound of Music.
I love that movie.
It's such a good movie, man.
I love the movie, and people rip on it. I think Donnie Football even ripped on the Sound of Music.
If you rip on Sound of Music, you're a jackwagon.
Yeah.
An
the songs
jack
are great.
Wagon.
Julie Andrews is amazing.
She's still going.
Yes.
At 89.
I know. Christopher Plummer in the lead role. All the music's incredible. The scenery's incredible. The storyline. Does she get scared at the end? When they're trying to escape, I used to get scared as a kid.
Yes, she doesn't quite understand.
Yeah.
But, yes, she gets scared.
Me too.
She also gets scared, though, like when you watch The Sandlot and they're all throwing up on the
that is scary.
Carousel. Yeah. You can join us for lunch out here at the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon. We are grilling out here at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. You make any size donation. You get a hot dog, chips, beverage, courtesy of Saloni's Italian Bread, Firehouse Subs, Smith's Hot Dogs, and a Barta Coca-Cola beverages. So come on by and see us. That's one way you can donate. You can also donate online via the text at 412-207-3456. And this hour is brought to you by Centimark. More scintillating sports talk on the way, Joe, when we come back.
Can we get to the Joe Block lookalike, who is the Penguins' new coach?
You want to talk about Dan Muse?
Yeah.
I did a lot of research on Dan Muse yesterday.
I'd like to hear about some of that.
Well, it's because I had no idea who the heck he was when they hired
him. Does he look more like Malzi or Block? I say Block.
I say Craig Riley.
Wow. Without the beard.
If Craig shaved, I think...
Then you'd have something.
He would look exactly like Dan Muse. Fan Morning Show is, how about that? Brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. You could tweet us. Brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And you can reach out via the text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We are approaching $10,000 in donations so far. Can we try to get there before me and Joe get off the air, before our next group, which I believe is Pomp and Pony, come up next? Can we get to 10,000? Text FIRE to 412-207-3456 to make your donation. We have a very special guest joining the marathon at noon. Maybe they'll tell you more about that coming up in the 10 or 11 o'clock hour. It's the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon from Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department, 93.7 The Fan. Fan 5 Alarm Marathon from Upper St. Clair Volunteer.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's your fire department presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union, brought to you by Charles Leach Insurance, Don's Appliances, Aircraft Management Group, and Guardian Protection. This Power Hour brought to you by Centimark. You can donate by texting FIRE to 412-207-3456. That's FIRE to 412-207-3456. And anyone who stops out to see us will get three raffle tickets for your chance to win gift cards from Lamont Restaurant, Oliver Flowers, or a fire safety kit from Cintas or Hofbräuhaus gift card. So if you want to come by and see us, that'd be great, too. It's a beautiful day just on Route 19 at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. We're joined now by Brian Radcliffe. And, Brian, I mean, I was trying to do the math in my head. So you've been in this industry. You've been a firefighter for 3 decades?
Yes. Joined the Brentwood Volunteer Fire Department over Whitehall-Baldwin area back in the 90s, early 90s. As my young family became older, we moved over here to Upper St. Clair. I was actually a firefighter here for quite a few years. And the kids are now out of college, and they moved, and we went to be closer to them. So we're now in Beaver County out in the Independence Volunteer Fire Department, which is just outside of Hopewell, where I'm the assistant chief.
What made you want to be a volunteer firefighter way back when in the early 90s?
I think it was the... You want to be part of the community.
Yeah.
And you want to join, and I know that's cliche, but it is. It's truly you join and you don't know what to expect, and you go in and you're very nervous at first. But when you walk through the doors, you instantly become part of a family. And that's what keeps you going. And then you go through your training and you become a qualified firefighter. But it's that family aspect of you instantly have 20 new brothers and sisters that, you work together, you play together, and, it's phenomenal. So.
And it is like a team. I was looking at the lockers back there. Looks like an NFL locker room. Everybody's name is on the tape up there, their equipment, their helmet. I love it.
It is very much. It's very much. There's two different sides to it. Like I said, there's the operational business side of running a business, but then there's the firefighting side. And when the tones go off and we have to go to a call, we are a team. And it's all about business, and everything is organized and ready to go. And apparatus are same way. If you go through the trucks, if you have a chance, yeah, you'll see how everything is just in its perfect spot. So
well, let's not bury the lead here. You and I played golf at Valley Brook with our friend Kirk.
We did.
Did I get angry on the course?
I think it was probably around the 17th hole, so you did pretty good.
That's great for you, actually.
Yeah, to go 15 without a fit.
Yeah.
It was very
so
good.
So were you playing
Brian.
Well that day, or were you just able to bury it deep
I
down?
I don't remember. It was me, you, our friend Kirk Schlecker.
And another gentleman.
And another gentleman, yeah.
Right,
and,
right. I think you hit it in the lake.
Yeah, I hit in the lake.
Did you throw a club?
No, I never throw clubs, especially not at a club like that. For God's sakes, no.
No club,
although
sorry.
I did snap one, I think.
I don't think not with me.
No?
The man who snaps a club is like a gas that I would think he might throw one. As if there's a difference in the disrespect there.
Exactly. Well, you can snap one more. What's the word? Is surreptitious a word? Is that
you're asking the wrong guy. I think Donnie's going to do a segment on surreptitious later on.
Without people noticing. Is there a spelling bee here today?
There is at 5 o'clock.
Yeah. Brian, are you?
I would love to hang around and smell, but I have to work. I am a volunteer firefighter.
Well, so. I hear that. And that's the thing that we've talked to so many volunteer firefighters over the last couple of years now, that, middle of the night, or you're at a family dinner, or there's a very important family event, things like that going on, graduations, and you guys drop everything to be the people who run towards danger as everyone runs away. So what might people need to know why today is so important, how we can help back, give back as a community here through the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon.
Right, and first, I got to say thank you very much for this, and thank you to all the donors in the individual communities that give directly to the fire departments. Thank you to the volunteers. That's getting harder and harder to find, and it really is not just the financial side of it, but getting the word out that we are volunteers. It's amazing having been doing this since the 90s. It's amazing. You talk to people in your community, they didn't realize you're a volunteer. They think, oh, it's a fire department.
Yeah.
We're paid. We just show up, right? We don't know what to do. We call the fire department. And now they don't realize that. So it's not only the financial side, but getting the word out and trying to get members and making sure the communities understand that those donations go towards, like I said, I've been in 3 different fire departments, 3 different atmospheres totally. Right now we're very rural, which means we're very spread out. The funding is very difficult to come by. So, we're working nonstop to try to raise money. And events like this are just phenomenal to help us do that, because we have the same, not quite the same financial expectation as Upper St. Clair, because it's a much more densely populated area. But still, when you're talking about an operation budget for a department like ours, which is $100,000 a year, doesn't sound like much, but when you have no income, how do you come up with $100,000 a year just to keep the doors open and keep firefighters in the proper gear and pay the bills and keep the lights on?
And we've been saying this all the time. I mean, every little bit helps. If you have the ability to donate, 412-207-3456 is the number. You text FIRE to 412-207-3456. The number that we were talking about earlier was there's 37,000 volunteer firefighters in the state, and was it 10 years ago it was 300,000?
Right.
So you got to feel that every day.
You do very much so, and it's very hard. When I first started, membership was, people wanted to be a part of it, come up and do things, but nowadays with people's busy lives and plus I don't think they know what to expect. They think, well, I don't want to go running into a burning building, right? I don't want to risk my life. Because it is. I mean, it can be crazy if you think about it without having the training, obviously.
No, we had a guy from Dorman on the other day who said, yeah, what we do is we run to places where people are running from.
Exactly. And you're there on their worst day, right? So, but you have to overcome that emotional part of it and do the job before you can even start, you know, thinking about that. So it's a lot of it's hard to see sometimes, but it's hard to get, like I said, people don't know what to expect. But don't forget, a fire department is a business. And this is a business, and they have to run their business as well as provide protection to the community.
Right.
So there's plenty to do without being a person that jumps on the fire truck and goes to the fire.
Yeah, we've talked about promotions. I mean, anything.
Fundraising, promotions. You could be a treasurer if you have a financial background. You could be – there's just tons of jobs. There's many jobs that you could do within the department without being an actual firefighter.
Absolutely.
Well, assistant chief, is that what I would call you?
Yes, sir. Well, no, you can call me Brian.
Brian Radcliffe, thank you so much for your service over – 30 years, your continued service, and for jumping on with us today, because I do think it helps when we talk to you guys who are there on the front lines, if you will. So thank you so much for spending some time with us today and everything that you
absolutely
do.
Absolutely, and thank you. And again, thank you all the donors.
Thank you, Brian. So. We'll get out there again.
You got it, buddy.
Soon.
Right,
that sounds like a threat. Reminder, you can text to donate courtesy of Don's Appliances. Text FIRE to 412-207-3456. If you hear that, you don't donate. Change your mind. Donate at 412-207-3456. We're going to hand things over to Pomp.
Would you like a peppermint patty, a York peppermint patty, Adam?
I would not like one right now, but thank you for your offer, Joe. It's much appreciated.
That's all right. I feel shut down now.
I mean, I appreciate the offer.
I know
if
you
I don't,
appreciated
it. And those are some
it.
Of my
yes.
favorites.
So why won't you have
because
one?
Because I've got nicotine in my lower lip, and it's coursing
maybe
through
later.
My veins. Yes. 50-minute mark on the fan was brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Social media's biggest loser, Malzi, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. And the Fan Morning Show Twitter poll, Joe, we never got to get to.
Yeah.
Brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Trust, PJ.com.
Did do one?
Yeah, the question was, had you heard of Dan Muse before yesterday? 96% of 800 voters, Joe, said no.
I said no. I'm sorry.
We got to be honest. But we know about him now. Great
and all
hire,
the
Joe?
People who criticized you for your report saying he's not a real reporter, where were they on this story?
That's right. Oh, he came out of left field. Well, you're supposed to be in left field. That's your job.
Right.
Be out in left field.
Your reporting was accurate.
Thank you,
Joe. And I stood by it from the first moment.
Yes, you did. That's friendship.
That Sully went in there with a list.
He did. He said, I want to win. And they said, we're not going to win. And he said, I don't want to be here. And they said, okay. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions today. Beautiful day to stop by and see us.
It really is.
You can first come, first serve, but you can get your Fan 5 Alarm Marathon t-shirts for a donation. You can also text to donate. You can go to 937thefan.com right there on the homepage. It'll get you to a place where you could donate. We'd love to see you. If not,
where's Malzi?
Again, you can text 412. I got to find my sheet, Joe. 412-207-3456 to donate. You got Pomp, your guy. You got...
Look at Harry.
Andrew Filippone coming
Harry's
up next.
Harry's dressed for action here.
He's got his baseball gloves. He's got his helmet on. We're going to hand it over to the true professionals. Joe, let's be honest. Coming up next, it's a Fan 5 Alarm Marathon right here on 93.7 The Fan.
See you, buddy. All right. In the meantime, we have NBA Finals.
Oh, that's right. You do.
We have Stanley Cup Finals. We have baseball really starting to heat up, and that's where I want to go. It's first inning Friday on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge, where every week FanDuel is hooking up all customers with a special offer you can use on early game MLB action. Put your baseball knowledge to the test from the very first swing with no runs and yes runs first inning bets. Will anyone score in the game's first frame? Check each team's season stats right on the FanDuel app and make your own call. Every first inning Friday, you can expect a special reward like a profit boost, no sweat bet, or more. So make sure to come back every week to take another swing. Just visit FanDuel.com/Starkey. America's number one sportsbook is FanDuel. That's FanDuel.com/Starkey. 21 plus, present in Pennsylvania. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.